We are back with writer Aubrey Hirsch, who wrote a really powerful post that caught our attention. We thought it was really important to talk about this topic on Let's Go There. She talks about her husband's struggle with postpartum depression and how it was her struggle too. And specifically, by the way, it's called postnatal depression for men, and it impacts 1 in 10 men who may suffer from it. Something for a lot of us to know. Now, what were the symptoms leading up to it? And I know Ryan also wanted to get into, about his depression, if he showed signs beforehand.
Yeah, so he had some depression, I think, like as a teenager, and then some situational anxiety in college and graduate school, but nothing major and nothing that I would have observed from the outside.
No, and yeah, I think that was something that we talked here because we've been actually having a great discussion this week about mental health. And, of course, National Suicide Prevention Day was just the other day. And this is something that has been so heavy where we were always wondering if there's signs before and obviously adding in a baby. I really wanted to know, like, as someone, you know, you went through so much kind of emotional frustration. I guess, how did you push through this? And what could most couples that are new parents take away from understanding this?
Yeah, so for new couples who are concerned about this, I would say don't do what I did, which is to ignore it, muscle through it, just let it all go. Definitely get help. You know, talk to the people around you, ask for support, talk to your doctor, and not just your primary care doctor, but pediatricians know all about this too. Like when you're taking the baby in for all of those appointments, you can totally run this stuff by your pediatrician. And if you have new parents in your lives, you know, check in with them. If something seems off, see if you can probe in there a little bit deeper and figure out exactly what's going on. Because I think the more that people are able to talk about it and normalize it and then reach out for support, then the better off everyone will be.
Yeah, and I mean, we were talking about this, like how we were surprised you were able to get through that state together. I mean, this seems to be one of the most challenging things. It's hard enough to have a child, let alone not have support from your partner in that process.
I was honestly questioning. I was like, this article might be birth control. I'm like, this article really felt like birth control to me.
Marriage control, too.
I was like, woo!
It was a close one there for a while. I mean, it was definitely one of the most difficult experiences of my life, for sure, but I think we had a lot of couples therapy that really helped. And also the only good thing, I guess, about postpartum depression is that it has an end date. Mm-hmm. So when it receded, it was like, oh, there you are. You're my partner again.
Yeah.
And then it was just about sort of healing from what we had been through.
And with that, it just clears like through going through therapy. I mean, did he need to take prescription drugs? Like, you know, I've dealt with a partner with depression and he had to get on something. So like, what is the process of healing through that?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone gets treated a little bit differently depending on their needs. My partner did talk therapy and like a light antidepressant and then weaned off of it like when our younger son was about a year old as kind of like a slow tapering down. And then we did couples therapy together. We actually did it after our first son, too, because I said to my partner, I'm not having another baby with you. It's going to be like that.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
But I'm having another baby, just not with you.
So
we had to, like,
congrats.
Figure it out together. And then we put all kinds of plans in place for baby number two. And that was kind of what tipped us off, is because we thought, this time we're doing it right. We have everything we need.
Yeah.
We had an easy baby. And then when it was still a big problem, I was like, okay, this is, something's wrong.
So I know, and this, to kind of wrap this up, I know you were talking about in the article, kind of the idea when you guys finally had the conversation about it and you brought it up to him and both of you had two different perspectives. Were you able to figure out a way to give accountability on both parts?
Yeah, I think we're probably still working on that. I think we'll probably be working on that for a long time. I think we respect each other's point of view, and I don't think we have any animosity towards each other the way that we had before.
Yeah.
But it's just such a challenge. You know, I think I was really excited to have this conversation. I thought it was going to be this like huge cathartic moment where he was going to say, you know, I see everything that you went through and I see all of it. And it didn't really quite go down that way. It was sort of like, yeah, but, you know, or well, I think. And so that was also a challenge. It would have made it much nicer ending for the FA if it could have gone just like gangbusters.
That's not life, right?
Yeah, but
that's
I did like the way you described love. And here's like a brief passage. It says, it's like moving up a particular steep set of stairs, deliberate, not without effort. With each step I take, I think, should I keep going? The answer is always yes.
Oh,
and that is, I thought that was very beautiful. So thank you once again for sharing your ups and downs in your guys's, you know, relationship.
A lot to learn.
That's a lot.
And I'm sure a lot of people reaching out, including couples and men, who need to hear this.
Yeah, it's actually been really validating. I've gotten a lot of messages from people saying either they've been through the same thing or they're just now realizing they're going through it and they're going to get help.
Amazing. Well, thank you for putting your story out there and being so vulnerable. Again, Aubrey Hirsch is a writer. Definitely check out that post on Medium. And I'm sure the link is also on our Twitter, at Aubrey Hirsch. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
Of course.
Now, coming up, we are getting into what's trending news top of the hour, including a big announcement from Andrew Yang that definitely got him trending at the Democratic debates.